Shus, we're in a Rav Shlita. The Torah in Simen Tov Peches, end of Hilchus Pesach. So Torah writes, Shachis Nichnosim Beis HaKnesses, the first day Pesach, come to Shul, V'koyin Azmir Shul Shabbos, we say B'zuki Zimra, which we say on Shabbos, M'sval and Tchila Shachis, V'goyim We Nesah Halal. The first day Pesach, unlike the rest of Pesach, we say the whole Halal. Says the Torah, M'vorchin Ligmo Yesah Halal. M'brochon Halal is a Shekhid Shonu, M'svoysa V'sivonu Ligmo Yesah Halal. Then the Ketor continues and it brings down B'Shem Rameya Merottenburg, Maram Rottenburg, Maram Merottenburg, Lo Yehoyo Mevoich Ligma Yesa Halel, Afka Shigoyim Yesa Halel, even in the days where we say the whole Halel, he didn't say the Brocha Ligma Yesa Halel, Ela Likra Yesa Halel. He'd say the Brocha Likra Yesa Halel. Why? Ki Hoyo Oime, Maram Rottenburg said, Kish Mevoich Ligma Yim Yechza Mimeno Ois Achas, Oi Toiva Achas, someone misses out one word or even one letter, have a bracha levatolah, because he made the bracha ligma yesa halal, which the Maram Rotberg understands. Ligma yesa halal means to finish the whole halal. If he misses out an ois or a word, so come out the bracha levatolah. So that's why the Maram Rotberg says you shouldn't say ligma yesa halal, you should say likra yesa halal. And then the Torah says vadoni oviyah rozval hayoy mishein adaktik bezeh.
This is the shayla.
And the Rosh. Says the Ketor brings down from the Rosh, ain't didactic with that. He's moided the etzem to the Maram Rothenberg, but you can say ligmoy because ligmoy doesn't mean ki ligmoy have a perusha likrois. Ligmoy doesn't mean to finish. Ligmoy means to be koyre. Kamoy v'sikin how you goyim in oisel. Gemara in brachas. The v'sikin people that have an early how goyim in were koyre krishma. Pirush koyre in oisel. So we're having a machlekas rishonim. If when you say the whole halal, the days which you say the whole halal, do you say a bracha likra yisa halal or ligma yisa halal? The Maram Rothenberg says you can't say ligma yisa halal because if you miss a word, your bracha will come out of bracha levatolah. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Simen Tov Peches brings down this din in Simen Tov Peches. The Mechaber just says the goyimin ha-halal. Goyimin halal, you say the full halal on the first day Pesach. Says the Ramah, Umavochim Likra Yisahal. But the bracha is Likra Yisahal. That's what the Ramah says, like Maram Rotenberg. So the Be'er Goyle says that in Simon Tov Reish Mem Dalad, in Hilchus Sukkah, that we say Halal all days of Sukkahs, Tovak Shemavochim Ligmoy. The Machabah Paskins, that you say Ligmoy Yisahal. Vechen Kosev Hatur, Besimon Zeh. Yeah, but then, so what's this Makoy of the Ramah who says that you say, Likrois Ahalal, Shemaram Rotenberg, Hayim Mavorich, Likrois. He said Likrois. He would say Likrois and not Ligmoy. And once again, the reason is because since you're saying the whole Halal, so if you don't say the whole Halal, you may miss a word, so you can say Ligmoy Halal. So as the Rav mentioned, that the Chayyid, this din is very shver, and the Chavetz Chaim in Shah Tzion asked the Kasha, Limonavshach, if he misses a word, so the Chayyid wasn't a Kaya, misses Halal. If he misses a word, there's a Chiyuv, Simon Topchov base, Ilchash Rishchoyish, we have Dina of Halal. You have to say, days where you say the whole halal, you have to say the whole halal. And if you miss the word, you're not yaitza, mitzvah halal. So what does the Maram Rotenberg say? You can't say ligmoy, because if you miss the word, you'll be a bracha levatol. So what do you say? A bracha likrei is a halal. And if you miss the word, you won't yaitza the mitzvah. You won't yaitza the mitzvah. Your bracha will be a bracha levatol. So ma'am manavshach. If you're worried that you're going to miss the word, so then you can't make any bracha. If you're not worried you're going to miss the word, then you can say ligmoy. That's what the Shah Tzion asks. Roshan Hatur is going on this din of Mavoch and Likrois Ahalil, B'Shem Haram, the Marem Rotenburg, L'Choira. Afim Yivorech Likrois, even if it says Likrois, Im Yidalek Mahalil, Gamkin Lo Yotza. K'moy B'Megillah. Like in Megillah, if you miss the word of Megillah, you're not Yotza. You have to lean over again. Uchasin Alel B'Sim Atof Chof Beis. That's in Hilchus Rishchoidish, that you have to say the whole Halim, Kor V'Tor Yachsoy. So what's the chat? Nimanavshach. If you're worried you're going to miss a word, so then you won't yait to the mitzvah. If you won't yait to the mitzvah, you can make any broch. So the Mishnah, so the Chavetz Chaim, Shai Tzin, says the Teretz. The Efshel Loima, the Sova, Rameh, Kedeo, Rishoyno, She Besima Tov Rei Tzadik, Leinia Megillah, Sif Yodala, the Eim Medaktim Betoy Seho. The Hainu, Af Im Loi Koro, Hateva, Kitikuna, there's a machleik, there's someone in Megillah, on Purim, where you have to hear every single word. If a person didn't read the words, Ketikuna, even if the mashmois, he missed out the letter of a word, even the change of the mashmois, so there's a shita there in Shulchan Aruch, like you're yaitza. If you miss out, if you want medakta b'toyv yisrael, umistablis, says the Chofetz Chaim, who had in halal, same thing with halal, you missed out the ois from a word, you yoyter. So the zehoma, im yoyim aliko, is l'chashash brocha levatol. Ligmoy, mashin ken yoyim aligmoy, afim yitalek v'tachas elay goma. Yesh chashash brocha levatol. So the Shatzin explains that pshat in the Magam Rotenberg is that it's going according to the shita that if you miss out one ois, you are yoitzer. So therefore, it won't be a bracha levatola if you say likreis ahalil. There's such a day in Hilchas Megillah and Memela, but you can't say ligmoi because ligmoi it isn't called ligmoi. It isn't called ligmoi. It didn't say the whole halal. So weiter, the Shatzin tells is very fair to understand. Mimonashoch, if you are mekayim mitzvahs halal even when you are medakter bois yoseha, so then you were mekayim mitzvahs of ligmoi sahalal. Yachid chayiv ligmoi sahalal b'yud ches yomim on the first day of Pesach and all the days of Sukkot, the person is mechuyev to be ligmoi sahalal. If the din is that you can be yoseha even if you were medakter bois yoseha, so then you were mekayim mitzvahs halal. You were mekayim the mitzvah of goyma sahalal. If you weren't, so then you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. So vayta mimon nafshoch. Were you mekayim the mitzvah when you weren't medakter in the word and you missed out one letter of a word? If you yoitzer, so lechoy you mekayim mitzvahs goyim esahalim. So he was like, why can't you make a bracha of ligmei esahalim? Elamah, you know yoitzer, so how do kashi leduchta? So I can say likrei esahalim. Chayla, the terrors of the Shatzin is very difficult to understand. If you yoitzer, then lechoy you mekayim the mitzvah of ligmei esahalim. So maybe we can say two mahalchim to answer this, to answer the kasha. Different mahalach than the Shatzin. One is, very briefly, maybe, Moshel today, we didn't say a whole halal. Gemara says, only the first day Pesach is chiv to say a whole halal, not like Sukkot. Gemara says, because on Sukkot, it's halal b'kol b'nisayim, so it's explained, every day is like an individual Yom Tov, but here, the same kabbalah, so we only say halal the first day. That's what we say halal, the rest of Pesach, of Chol HaMoed, is a minuk. It's a minuk. Why? What's the minuk? Because the Maisa, it's a Yom Tov. And even though it's not me'ika ha'chiyuv to say halal all the days of Pesach, but there's a minute to say halal because it's still a chag. The same thing with Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, why don't you say halal on Rosh Chodesh? It's called a moyed. So the Gemara says, since it's muta b'asiyas melocha, so memela, that's not a moyed, which is mechayiv to say whole halal, but since it's called a moyed, you say halal b'dilig, you say half halal. So that means whenever there was a yom tov, whenever there's a yom tov, even though it's not a yom tov which is mechayev halal, the dinim of yudches yom mishagayim et halal, because it's not a yom tov which has all these conditions. That's also b'si'is malacha, and it's not halal b'kabin etzayim. But the chamim one second, they get a minute to go and say halal on these days, halal b'dilik, and we make a bracha on days when we say halal b'dilik. It's also machleikus, but we make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh as well. So maybe that's just a Maram Rotenberg. You can't say Ligmoy Sahala because maybe you'll miss a word and you won't kind the mitzvah of Goyim Sahala. But even on the first day Yom Tov when there was a takana to say whole halal, let's say someone is unable to say the whole halal on the first day Pesach. Cheshayla doesn't, he doesn't have a siddur, he doesn't know the whole halal balpeh, he knows some of the kapitlach, the parakim of halal. Should he say halal or not? On one hand, the common one is that on the first day of Pesach, they were mistaken to say whole halal. Maybe there's no mocking to say halal b'dilik. Or maybe not. If you can't say whole halal, at least be mekayim that din of saying chatzi halal, like there is on the second day Pesach. Similar shayla we have by Sukkot. If someone doesn't have a lulav or esrog, which is kosher on the first day Sukkot, it's kosher for the rest of the day. It's chotza. Should he take that lulav or not? And the Chachamim won't be mekayim his mitzvah the raisa of the first day, but there is a takana that the Chachamim made zeichel mikdash 7 days. Is there also a din on the first day of that takana? Maybe not. The mokayim when there's a chiv the raisa, we're misakin. Similar shayla, the kuryatim is mesupik in that shayla. Maybe the Maram Rotenberg held that if even on the days where you're supposed to say a whole halal and you missed a word, you weren't taka yaitza the mitzvah of ligmoy esa halal, taka one yaitza. But it's not worse than we said halal today with the bracha, which we say likrei sahalal. To everyone, you say likrei sahalal when you're not going it, when you don't say the whole halal. So maybe that's why it won't be a bracha of atola, because at least you were mekayim that mitzvah. So that's maybe a mahalach, but that's toila on this shayla. If in fact there is a din to say chatzi halal, the mokum when you have a chiv to say a whole halal. Another mahalach I'd like to answer with the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, famous Brisker Rav, has the question, which the Rishonim ask, that we know we don't make a bracha on the minig. So Gemara in Sukkah, we don't make a bracha on the minig. Gemara is talking about the minig of our Rav. The Rav who take the Shana Rav as a minig, we don't make a bracha on it because it's only a minig. So the Rishonim ask, if the din is aim of Ochan al minig, how come we make a bracha, people who keep 2 days Yom Tov, people, Chutzlach made the seder last night, and they made bracha al chilas matzah, like we used to do, some of us, and al chilas moroi, we made a bracha. So the Rishonim asked, how can you make a bracha? We know keeping the second day today is only a minig. We know that Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, we boki the kviya de yalcha, it's a minig, minig avisteinu beyodeinu, to keep the second day Yom Tov. So the Rishonim asked, how come, if aim of bracha minig, how can you make a bracha on the minig of Yom Tov Sheni? So the Ran answers that Ebemer's second day Yom Tov is not a minig. It's a takana. We're not called to the minig. It's a takana. It doesn't have a din of a minig. You make a bracha. Says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam can't answer that teret, because the Rambam says clearly in some places in Hilchas Hamatoyah and Hilchas Yom Tov that's a minig. That's a din of a minig. Another teret is from the Rabbeinu Tam says, Tosfos in Memdal and Mabei says that only the minig of Arava, which is only tiltul ba'alma, you don't make bracha on. A minig which is tiltul ba'alma, you don't make a bracha. But on Halal, Rosh Chodesh, it's also a minig, you do make a bracha. You do make a bracha. So Memela, who had in a bracha, a minig of eating matzah, you'd make a bracha on it. Says Brisker Rav, the Rambam disagrees with this Torah, the Rambam Paskin, that you'd not make a bracha on Halal, on Rosh Chodesh, or on Halal, on Chol HaMoed, but you don't say whole Halal. So we're left with the kasha on the Rambam, how can you make a bracha, the Tzivon HaChilas Matzah, the Tzivon HaChilas Moro, when you're doing a second Seder, it's only a minig. So the Brisker Rav explains, why don't we make a bracha on a minig? What's this day in the name of Ochan HaMinig? So Rashi in Sukkah says, because it's not bechlal v'loisosu, which means the Gemara says in Shabbat, how can you make a bracha on a derabonah v'tzivonu? The mitzvah derabonah v'lokas nechanukah. How can you make a bracha v'tzivonah? Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us to light the neir is chanukah. The mitzvah derabonah. So the Gemara says it is a deraisa because loisosu. There's a law in the Torah that person should not has to go and keep what the chachamim are mechayyun is over lav v'tzivonu. So Memela, a minug is not bechlal v'tzivon, says Rashi. It's not bechlal v'tzivon. It's not bechlal l'tzivon. If someone doesn't keep a minug, it's not even the lav l'tzivon. Therefore, you can't say v'tzivon. As we state in Rashi, in Sukkah. Rambam says clearly that if someone's not, doesn't keep a minug of Chazal, he's over l'tzivon. Rambam Hilchas Mamrim says he's over an issa of l'tzivon. So why does the Rambam hold? How does the Rambam learn up pshat that you don't make a bracha on a minig? It is bechlal loisosu. You could say v'tzivonu. So the Brisker Rav explains that the Rambam shita is not because it's not bechlal loisosu. The reason is because the Chachamim were mesaken brachas on mitzvahs, on the chesed of a mitzvah, and not the minhagim. The takonas chazal, the rabbanon, brachas on mitzvahs is the rabbanon. They were mesaken it when you're doing a mitzvah, but when you do a minig, then the word mesake, it on the chepta of a minug, there's no bracha, only on the chepta of a mitzvah. So with that, the Brisker Rav explains, that's how you can make a bracha on matzah and moroi, even the second day when you're keeping out the minug. Because matzah and moroi, the second day, is the chepta of a mitzvah. My chiyuv to do it, my obligation to do it, is because of a minug. But that doesn't bother me because it's bechlal leisos. So why wouldn't you make a bracha? Because a chepta of a mitzvah, there was a bracha, and a chepta of a minug, there's no bracha. Matzah, even the second night, what are you doing? You're doing the mitzvah of matzah. Yuchiv is only after minug, because today it's only minug after Yisrael Nubi Adeinu, but the chepta of the mitzvah of the matzah is a mitzvah. The chepta of the mala is a mitzvah. So Memela, says the Brisker Rav, that's why you can make a bracha on matzah the second night, because you are doing, what's mechayev you, the mechayev is a minute. But the chetz is a chetz of a mitzvah. That's the Brisker Rav, pshat and the Rambam. So now, what's negeh to us is the following. The Brisker Rav brings a raya to his yesoid from the Rabbeinu Tam I mentioned before. Rabbeinu Tam says that you do make a bracha on halal and rish chodesh. It's a minute. So Rabbeinu Tam says, brings down the lashon of Rabbeinu Tam, vein raya ma'rova lahalal. That you don't make a bracha on Arava. There's no right, don't make a bracha on Halal. Like others, Shoinim learn, you don't make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh when it's a minug. The Arava einoi elo tiltul. Just pick up an Arava, the kiyum the lav, the canter here. Elo menhoga lechashiva lemikvah lo bracha. Aval kriya sa halel, you do make a bracha on it. Why? Legora mikoyra batoyra.
Rabbi Natan says the reason why you say halal even on days where it's only a minute is because it's like gaga mi koyrei batayra. It's not worse than that if you've been koyrei batayra, you're saying to Hillel, you've been koyrei batayra. And then Rabbi Natan continues, utukavosei ashkechon, and similarly we find the mevorchin asheni yomtuv shogoyas vein al minuk ba'alma kadisapei kama de beta. He brings a riot to your site. Says Rabbi Natan that you can say a bloch on halal on gishchoydes and on chol amayos because it's like gora mikoyev atayra. Like we find by Yom Tov Sheni that you make a brocha on Yom Tov Sheni even though it's only a minute. So the Bishkur Abbas, the Chayla, the way Rabbi Natan ain't them shum moving chlal. What's he saying? He's bringing a raya to his Yisoy that you can say a brach on Halal because it's like Gora Mikoyu Batoyra, and he brings a raya from Yom Tov Sheni that you can make a brach on Matzah. What's the Shaisus? He just said, the reason why you can make a brach on Halal is like Gora Mikoyu Batoyra. And he brings a raya from Matzah on Yom Tov Sheni. Chayla, lost from the Bishkur Abbas, the Chayla, the way Rabbi Natan muvonim chlal. Chetchili says, because it's legal mikoy batayra. What's he being right from Yom Tov? You can make a bracha matzah. There's legal mikoy batayra. What's the pshat? So the Brisgov explains. Rabbi Natan understood that what he said was that legal mikoy batayra meant that even though you're saying halal on Rosh Chodesh, you only have a chiv. It's only a minute to say halal. Yeah, but legal mikoy batayra just means it's a chetz of a mitzvah. That's what he meant. That's legal mikoy batayra. That there's a bracha on halal because it's a cheft of a mitzvah. Halal, even when it's bedilug, it's a cheft of a mitzvah. Why is it cheft of a mitzvah? Because it's like gora mikoyra batoyra. But the yisoy that's over is that legora mikoyra batoyra means that even though your chiyuv, what's mechayiv to say halal today, is a minuk, but it's a cheft of a mitzvah. Why is it cheft of a mitzvah? Maybe it's no, it's like gora mikoyra batoyra. Where do you see that something which is a chefza of a mitzvah, you can make a bracha, because the ashkechon by Yom Tov Sheni, where you're eating matzah on the second day because of the minhag, but the chefza of the mitzvah is a mitzvah, the chefza of matzah is a mitzvah. Who has in halil bedilug, explains the discourse, that's why in the town is being a raya, the chefza of halil is like gora mikoyu batoyu, made as a chefza of a mitzvah. So memela, since the whole yisoid of you don't make a bracha in hagim is because you don't make a bracha on minhagim, is not because not mechal lo yisoso. It doesn't bother me that mechiyuv is only mechal mi'al seminik. It's mechal lo yisoso. It's only because you only, the chacham, only mesaken a bracha on mitzvahs. So memela, the chet of a mitzvah, the halal, even days when we're not being going in a halal, it's a chet of a mitzvah. If it's a chet of a mitzvah, because it's legal, mikoyu batayla, maybe you can make a bracha. That's what the Biskov explains. Shat in Rabbi Natan, a meila, that is you saw it, that you don't make a bracha on halal because it's a chepta of a minute, but you make a bracha chepta of mitzvahs. What? Da'ah. So Biskov explains that barich exactly what it means. Maybe we'll have time to go into that. He brings a raya to his you saw it. He brings down a gos maimonis and hilchus megillah, which says like this, v'chein rabbeinu simcha kosav, sheyesh levarich, you should make bracha on halal, on Cholamoid and Rishchod, even though it's a minug, the lawyer hey eloka oisik batoira, the lawyer hey eloka oisik batoira, Bafilu, Megillas Rus, the Kinus, the Shea Shirim, we're going to make a brach on Shabbos on Shea Shirim. That's the minug we do. Yeah, yes, is that the Seifrim? And the Seifrim it says, Shemavachan Ashek, the Shalom is Rosa Mitzvah, and Mikro Megillah. The Afal Gav, the Ain is Kes, the Shumaki Batalma. It's not mentioned anywhere in Gemara that you lay in Shea Shirim on Shabbos Cholamoid. Ukeheles on Shabbos Cholamoid Sukkos. For Kolskin Halel, Shigam the Chachma Talmud Hoyamin. Right? So Mimela, what Rabbeinu Simcha, the God's man, Shem Rabbeinu Simcha is saying, says the Briscoe, is being a raya to this Yisoid, that the Bracha isn't Midin Chiyuv to be Koyret, it's on the Chetza of the Megillah. It's on the Chetza of the Megillah. The Koyra Batoyra, the Koyra of the Kisvei HaKodesh, is the Chetza of a Mitzvah, and when it's a Chetza Mitzvah, you can make a Bracha. So Mimela, who had in Halel? Also, so if he's there, I think we can answer this kasha we have on Mangam Rottenberg. Again, the kasha is, if you're not Yoitza, that's why you can't make Ligmoy. If you can't say Ligmoy because you may miss a word, right? Bechlal, I mean, the Shatzin says, because if you may miss a word, you'll be your Yoitza, so you can't say Ligmoy. I mean, that din that you can miss is only if you miss an Oit. This whole thing we're selling through to Megillah says that if you miss an ois, you're yoitza. If you miss a word, you're not yoitza by Megillah. And the Maram Rottenberg says, even if you miss a word, you stay likra, it's a halal, but you can't say ligma. So we ask, if you're yoitza, If you're Yetzer, then why can't you say Ligmai Sahal? So Chayyu, we can say, Chatzazoy. The Emes Maram Rottenberg holds, no, if you miss an ois, or if you miss the word of Halal, on days where you mechuyv to be Goymai Sahal, you're not Yetzer. But when, yesterday, when we said full Halal, there were two reasons why we could make a bracha, a brichas hamitzvahs on Halal. Make a brichas hamitzvahs because we have a chiyuv to be Goymai Sahal. And also, on the chetza of Halal, you can also make a bracha. Like on days, when you don't say, when there is no chiyuv to say halal, you can go and make a bracha, like we're explaining on the chetza of the mitzvah of halal. There are two reasons why you can make a bracha on the day when you go and make a halal. There's a chiyuv to make a bracha mitzad chiyuv, your regular brichas hamitzvahs mitzad chiyuv kriya. There's also, you can make a bracha mitzad the chetza of the mitzvah, even when there's no chiyuv, like on Rish Chodesh. So memela, maybe this is chatting maram rotten. Don't say ligmai is a halal, because ligmai is a halal is a bracha for the chiyuv to be goyim as a halal. The chiyuv to be goyim as a halal. You may miss a word, and you're not yoytzer taka. You won't yoytzer your chiyuv of ligmai of the din of yochel goyim as a halal. You taka won't yoytzer. But, so how can you make a bracha likra is a halal? So maybe it'll be bracha at all a ligmai is a halal. How can you make a bracha ligmai is a halal? Because the chetza of a mitzvah still is. Now, that doesn't mean any day of the... Yeah, off. So l'chayra... Right, because that means doesn't mean any day in the year a person can go and say when he gets into Tehillim, it's the halal. He can go and say halal. He can go make a bracha avadinish. When is the chiyuv to say halal? When is the chiyuv to say yeah? What you do have a, again? You do. When is the chiyuv to say halal? So now halal now becomes a chetz of a mitzvah. No, even if you miss a word. Because when you say halal al sechiyuv, even if chiyuv is al minug, and for sure if the chiyuv is out a real chiyuv, what? I don't know. The chiyuv to be yoytzer mitzvah, you have to say the whole thing. Yeah, but still it blives the chefs of a mitzvah. It still blives the chefs of a mitzvah. Since be'etzim you have the chiyuv to say halal, so maybe even the mokum when I talk, I didn't say a whole halal. I wasn't yoytzer my chiyuv yochel gemis halal. It's not like someone says halal on Saturday. Then the Nevadah doesn't have a chetz of mitzvah. Saying halal, saying psukim, these mizmoirim, even if you didn't say the whole halal, even didn't say, what? No, yeah, it would be a chetz of mitzvah. Because that's just a chetz of mitzvah. But, no, it is. Saying halal, on the days when you mechuyv to say halal, is also a chetz of a mitzvah. Lab after the whole of halal. Because it's like gaga from day. Right, even though you're right. Only with chayders, the chiv to say halal. Oh, but the mokayim when you have a chiv to say halal, even if you're missing a table and you're not mokayim, the din of goyma, it still blabs the chefs of a mitzvah. Halal on days when you say halal is the chefs of a mitzvah. What? The same amount you have to say in Rosh Chodesh. I don't know how much you have to say in Chodesh. I think it says you can mitalik anything. On the Megillah, no, I'm saying this. I'm saying Megillah is a chefsa. I mean, like these didn't. What? And the chanami. The person can only go and say half a Megillah. Yeah. Well, since it's a chiyuv to go and say the whole Megillah, even if you're not mekayim that chiyuv, it blives a chefsa. Yeah. Vada. The mokem is a chiyuv to say the whole thing. Vada. The mokem when it's a chiyuv to say the whole thing. And the case was shema, you'll miss a word. So vada, you have it was a chefsa of a mitzvah. Yeah, plan to do the whole thing. Yeah. You're planning to say the whole halal. So you have a chiyuv to say halal. I'm not to make a bracha halal. Just in case you don't say the whole thing, don't say ligma because it'll come out. You won't go and miss halal. Oh, but the chetza blives the chetza of a mitzvah. So memela, that's chatim aram rotenberg that you say likra is because you still won't be bracha halal because it's a chetza of a mitzvah. On days when you mechuyev to say the whole halal, even if you say part of halal, blives the chetza of a mitzvah. And if he's there, it comes out that the machlekes is the mechaba and the ramaz is shitosom. The Mechaba Paskin is on Rish Chodesh, you do not say a bracha. So he doesn't hold this Rabbeinu Tam, that Halal Chatzal is Legorah Mikoyi Batoyah, this dot vat, it blabs the Chetz of a Mitzvah. So maybe he says, you say Ligmoy to Halal, because it doesn't have this Shikul Toyah, that maybe it won't. Memonavshach. If you don't say the whole Halal, you can't make Likas Halal. Because you see that he holds you, don't make a bracha on Halal and Rish Chodesh. Mash Enke in the Ramah, he's going to shita soy that you do like the Ramos because he does say likroy es hahalal memela on when it's a minute. So he's holding this Rabbeinu Tam that's a chetza of a mitzvah halal when he's a chid to say halal it's always a chetza of a mitzvah. So maybe he says that you don't say ligmoy because if you say ligmoy you will come out it won't make time the mitzvah of of Ligmai, Memela, that'll be Bracha Vatal. We say Likai, you also got the Bracha of Ligmai, Sahala Likai. Memela, that's why there were more Paschas that you say Kai Misa.
What? No. Even if you're not Yetzer, that's what we're saying. Even if you're not going with the Mishnah Berurah says. Even if you're not Yetzer, but when a day you mechuyav to say halal, even if you taka not Yetzer the mitzvah of goyim as a halal, the whole halal is a chepta of a mitzvah. Even half halal is a chepta of mitzvah. Maybe you can say likroy es a halal. A memela and the gong lishitosom legaba that chiyuv.
Same.